Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. Find it in Greenfield. And Hannah here from the Greenfield Business Association. Hannah, tell me about Vintage Days. I remember you stopping by last year.
Yeah.
And talking about that this weekend in Greenfield. So you have it planned again this year?
We have it planned again this year. It's the third annual Vintage Days.
Third annual.
Yes. And I think Vintage Days last year is how you and I met, because that was my first time coming in talking about stuff, right?
Okay.
So it's exciting for me. I mean, I love vintage everything, and Greenfield has a lot of amazing vintage stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm really excited to have this third annual event coming up.
Okay. Do you know the dates for Vintage Days?
I absolutely do. So it's October 11th through the 13th.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Most stuff, just like last year, most stuff is going to be happening on that Saturday, October 12th.
Yeah.
And then spilling over into Sunday the 13th. But on Friday the 11th, we do have businesses that will be kicking off some specials, sidewalk sales, just really getting excited.
Oh, that's good. Okay. All right. What's going on Saturday?
Oh my gosh. So we have our vintage and classic car show is happening again,
which is so much fun.
I know, right? The farmer's market will be going on with a little vintage, extra vintage flair.
Right.
One of the really cool things, and I'll try not to nerd out too hard. I don't know if there are any film buffs out there, but the Historic Society has been working really hard to restore some found footage of a 1924 short film that was made about Greenfield, and
really?
Also a little newsreel that was meant to promote vaudeville and different towns around New England.
Uh-huh.
So that is being restored currently and will play at the Garden Cinema. I don't have a time yet. I'll update with a time when I come back. But anyone who's interested, it seems that this is some of the last remaining footage of its kind. The Historic Society did reach out to some other historical societies in New England to try and see if they had their newsreels, and ours is the only one that they could find.
I mean, I wonder how they fix that, like Scotch tape or...
Yeah, right? It's probably something scientific like that. I don't actually know. I mean, I can definitely get more details, because I got a big download about it, and it was so fascinating. And so they are restoring some of the original orchestral music for it. Anyone who remembers, you know, going to the cinema and seeing these kinds of reels in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s, it's going to be a real throwback.
All right. Okay. So Vintage Days this year in October, Friday the 11th through Sunday the 13th. And of course, there's more information online at the GBA website.
So the best place to go for it is actually visit greenfieldma.com.
Oh, you threw me a curveball there.
I know. I got to keep you on your toes, you know? So that's the website that the city and the GBA utilize to have all things Greenfield in one place.
Okay.
So you can go on there anytime and find events in Greenfield, and Vintage Days especially is on there.
All right. Okay. Vintage Days. It's coming up in October, the 11th through the 13th. Hannah from the Greenfield Business Association. And if people want more info about the Business Association, maybe they want to visit you in your new office right above Main Street.
Yes, I know. We're in our new office now, right above Namaste. It's really exciting to be downtown. I get to see everybody. Every time I walk out the door, I bump into someone. It's so great.
Very good. Very good. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Yes.
Bear in the Morning, Bear Country 95.3.